אתם עם SBS בעברית.
We're now joined by Shane Zyatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Hi, Shane.
Hi, Amit.
It seems like a continuation from our discussion from last week. Of course, it's the Israel-Hamas conflict. Shane, what is making the headlines of this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News?
Sure. So federal parliament has overwhelmingly passed a motion expressing its revulsion at the Hamas massacres, which have claimed at least 1,400 Israeli lives. The bipartisan resolution was emphatically adopted in the House of Representatives. It was despite efforts by Greens leader Adam Bandt to derail it. At the time of going to press, it was still being debated in the Senate. Addressing the House, the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said, "The evil committed by Hamas in Israel has chilled every Australian heart, and this was no act of war against the army of an enemy. It was the slaughter of innocent people. And I want to repeat the message," he said, "I've given to all Jewish Australians since the outset, that you are not alone and your fellow Australians stand with you." Now, Monday's motion unequivocally condemned the Hamas attacks and said the parliament stands with Israel and recognizes its inherent right to defend itself, condemns anti-Semitism, and calls for the immediate and unconditional release of all 199 hostages, and recognizes that Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus, a descendant of Holocaust survivors himself, told the House, "Today we mourn the greatest loss of life, of Jewish life, in a single day since the Holocaust, and hundreds of young Israelis mercilessly hunted down at a music festival, in their homes, butchered in their beds, families slaughtered in their cars, in their kitchens and living rooms." Describing the attacks as sheer barbarity, opposition leader Peter Dutton stated no longer can the apologists of this death cult, referring to Hamas, claim they have a just and noble cause. He said what happened 9 days ago, he said this on Monday, was the embodiment of evil, and there must be no restraint shown to these who have shown no restraint themselves. In the Senate, Foreign Minister Penny Wong condemned the acts of evil perpetuated by a hateful group bent on the destruction of the State of Israel and the eradication of Jews. I should mention that an amendment from the Greens Bandt described war crimes perpetrated by the State of Israel and said, "For there to be peace, there must be an end to Israel's illegal occupation." Now, that amendment was supported by independent MPs Kylia Tink, Andrew Wilkie and Sophia Scamps, who joined the Greens, Stephen Bates, Max Chandler-Mather, Elizabeth Watson-Brown and Bandt. But that was defeated. The amendment was defeated 107-7. And after that, Tink, Scamps and Wilkie subsequently voted for the original motion. McNamara MP Josh Burns later observed, "It's shameful that the Greens couldn't even bring themselves to condemn the loss of Jewish life." An independent Wentworth MP Allegris Bender said she found the Greens' decision incomprehensible. The Greens' bid to scuttle the motion followed a string of anti-Israel tweets by Green Party members Senator Maureen Faruqi, who described Canberra's support for Israel as, quote, "one colonial government supporting another." And that drew the ire of Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Peter Wertheim. He said Australia stood tall as a nation with the passing of the resolution condemning the Hamas terrorists and calling out anti-Semitism. He said the Greens alone voted against the resolution, and their names are recorded in Hansard as a roll of shame. He said they are utterly unfit for public office. Going to Victoria, some 100 community leaders and supporters of Israel assembled on the steps of Victoria's Parliament House on Tuesday ahead of a motion in that parliament mourning the more than 1,400 victims of Hamas who were brutally murdered in Israel. Proposed by new Premier Jacinda Allen and seconded by Liberal leader John Pizzuto, the motion was overwhelmingly adopted, 71-4, and the four who were against it were all Greens members.
Mm. I want now to talk about the hostages. Shane, what do we know about the hostages in Israel?
Yes, sure. So, of course, these 199, at least 199 hostages that are captured by Hamas. Yeah, it's in everyone's hearts. This is very hard to cope with. So we've dedicated our front page with some photos of some of the hostages in a message called Bring Them Home. And on that topic, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry has launched a Set Them Free hashtag campaign to bring national attention to the plight of these Israeli civilians that are held in captivity by Hamas, and calling for their immediate and unconditional release. So there's a website created which includes the names and faces of each of them. The website also allows people to register to receive updates about the rolling initiatives that Executive Council of Australian Jewry will be launching together with its partners. So the website for that is setthemfree.com.au if anyone wants to have a look at that.
Thanks for the info, Shane. Do we have information about Jewish Australians who have families or friends living in the attacked villages near Gaza?
Yeah, so that's been coming through. We've put some on social media. This week's edition has some full-page stories, one from Kfar Azza resident Karen Lewinson. We've also got a whole-page report by Oren Rosenfeld, Israeli Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker and photojournalist who was among the media contingent that visited the Hamas massacre sites of the Supernova Music Festival and also at Kibbutzim Kfar Azza and Kibbutz Be'eri. It's just chilling when you read those descriptions. It's you know, from the scenes and from what they witnessed, it's you know, this is it's hard to read, but it's I think it's important to read. We've also had some of course with these flights, free flights which were organized from Israel to Australia via various places, Dubai, London, included a mix of Qantas flights, Qatar Airways, and some Australian military flights. So these have all come through in the last sort of 2 or 3 days. I think there's about 4 or 5 flights that made it through, and we've got a report on that and some of them who arrived. The first flight on Tuesday night, we spoke to some of them as well, and they've got all stories to tell too.
Now, to a different topic, last week we saw a pro-Palestinian rally in Sydney, and following that, on Saturday we saw a group of neo-Nazis marching in front of Flinders Station in Melbourne. What can you tell us about that, Shane?
Yes, a neo-Nazi group boarded a train at Melbourne's Flinders Station on Saturday, after which a passenger was asked if he was Jewish by them and has been condemned by Jewish leaders and politicians, that incident. Masked and in black clothing, the group gave Nazi salutes as they rampaged through Flinders Street Station and outside Parliament in Victoria in the early hours of Saturday. The disturbances on the day of the Voice referendum and a week after the Hamas massacres saw some 25 neo-Nazis gathering around 1:30 a.m. with an anti-Semitic banner, singing racist songs and shouting offensive slurs. At Flinders Street Station, they boarded a Werribee Line train where they reportedly distributed Nationalist Socialist Alliance leaflets and intimidated passengers. One passenger was asked by a thug if he is Jewish, so you can imagine how that would have felt. The Jewish Community Council of Victoria President Daniel Aguillon, who notified Police Minister Anthony Carbenes, said, I'm particularly distressed that a commuter carrying a blue and white handkerchief was confronted in an intimidating manner and asked if he was Jewish.
Do we know if it's anything to do with the war in Gaza?
It's likely to be. Of course, it was also the referendum day earlier, so it could be a combination because there's been some of these neo-Nazis people also involved in have strong views on that as well. So whether it was it's probably a combination.
What about all these talks about introducing new legislations about banning the Nazi salute or even preventing gathering like we saw in Flinders Street Station?
Yeah, certainly. Yes, I think so. Once they can, this was all caught on camera. It might just be a matter of time. And if these can be arrests, charges and arrests, and go to court, yeah, they could be all receive sentencing, and they might think twice next time.
Right. Too many things happening here in Australia and in Israel. Too many bad news. Hopefully, we'll speak in better times. But as always, Shane, you're doing a great job. Thank you so much for speaking to us today, Shane.
Thank you. Cheers.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.